And this is CPR News. I'm Haley May. Lawmakers, including Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, are challenging the new U.S. Wildland Fire Service. Murphy Woodhouse reports.
The 11 senators and representatives, all Democrats, say that the consolidation of four Department of Interior agencies' wildfire programs is being done, quote, without adequate analysis, transparency, or planning to prevent disruption. Interior says that any claim of wildfire operations being disrupted is false. In a letter to Interior leadership, they asked for implementation to be delayed until Congress is given answers to 13 questions. They include what the pay structure will be for service personnel and who will make resource decisions during a fire.
These are reasonable questions to ask. They're good questions to ask.
That's Tyson Bertone-Riggs, co-founder of the Alliance for Wildfire Resilience, a policy nonprofit. He hopes the administration and agencies open lines of communication with Congress. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
The University of Denver recently unveiled the Center for Housing Research and Innovative Solutions, known as CRIS, through philanthropic funding. The new hub's designed to bridge the gap between academic research and real-world policy, providing cities with data-driven insights to make smarter housing decisions. The center will also help train the next generation of developers. Tonight, Pueblo City Council is scheduled to vote on transferring ownership of the historic Goodnight Barn to the nonprofit that's worked to preserve the property. The barn was built in the late 1800s by rancher Charles Goodnight, one of the inspirations for the book Lonesome Dove. You are listening to CPR News.